The Cabinet has today formally approved a comprehensive review of freedom of information legislation. The law, in place since 2014, allows citizens to access information from government departments, public bodies and state agencies. It's widely used by journalists to report on decision-making within government. The Minister for Public Expenditure, Michael McGrath, says the aim of the review is to improve the legislation rather than narrow or limit its scope. He said it would broaden and improve the Act to ensure it meets the needs of people. Well, let's talk now to journalist Ken Fox, who is co-director of the Right to Know project, which is urging reform of FOI legislation. A very good afternoon to you, Ken. Thanks for talking to us this afternoon. Perhaps before we talk about the areas where there might be reform and improvement, just give us a picture of how, particularly from the point of view of a professional journalist, FOI operates. How important is it? What kind of information does it give you access to?
Well, I suppose it gives you access to all sorts of information relating to decision-making, expenditure of public money and so on. But it's a really important thing to say that FOI isn't really meant. It's used by journalists, but it's not designed primarily for journalists. In the first instance, over half of all requests are actually made by members of the public, and journalists probably make up less than a quarter of that. It's an incredibly useful tool that over the last 25 years almost has brought an enormous amount of stories to light that would otherwise not have seen the light of day. It effectively replaced the Official Secrets Act, but I suppose a lot of people have this idea that FOI is just about journalists, and that is really just one aspect of it.
In terms of improving, of broadening its scope, of making it more effective, what are the key changes that could contribute to that, would you say?
Well, I suppose one of the things that the minister has repeatedly said is that he's happy that FOI is robust and that it's functioning well. But that would not be our experience of it. And certainly there was some research done by Sinn Féin there recently, which showed around 80% of people who were very regularly making requests were very unhappy with how it operated. I suppose some of the kind of the principal issues would be public bodies that don't declare records that they have relating to a request. You know, we had the recent controversy around deletion of text messages by a minister. The information commissioner himself, who kind of oversees the FOI process, doesn't have the power or the resources to be a real advocate for transparency. And it kind of leaves the scenario where public bodies that actually kind of fail to meet their obligations, you know, if they continually refuse requests or don't even answer requests, they're almost perversely rewarded for it, because there's nobody coming along and saying, you're not in compliance, you need to do much better. There's no kind of stick to kind of ensure that public bodies basically meet their obligations. And in a strange way, the public bodies that actually do best almost bring more work on themselves, yeah. Whereas the public bodies that do least get less requests, simply because people know that they can't get any information out of them.
So really, in a sense, because judgments from the Information Commissioner, or in some cases from the courts, because they don't seem to filter through, the system hasn't really evolved.
It hasn't. And you could go back through the annual report of the Information Commissioner for the last 20 years, where he specifies particular public bodies who cause problems every year. They don't answer requests. They don't deal with requests properly. And it's literally the same public bodies that were identified 20 years ago that were identified in his most recent annual report. And they'll be there again next year as well. Mm. And there's just no incentive for them to improve. There's no compliance, as I said. I mean, one of the things that we would really like to see is perhaps an Oireachtas committee who directly kind of deal with information access issues that would bring secretaries general or the chief executives of these public bodies in before a committee to answer why. Mm. Why are they not dealing with requests properly?
You also,
we've had 25 years to get used to this.
Yeah. You also, maybe just a brief comment on this, because I noticed from your own document and Right to Know that you said people should be allowed to ask questions under FOI rather than having to, you know, identify particular documents that they want released, so that it should, I suppose, facilitate broader inquiries.
Yeah, because one of the quirks of Irish FOI is that it's a little bit like a puzzle in that you can't just say to a public body, tell me why this happened. You have to actually identify the records that would answer your question. And that can be really, really difficult, especially for people who aren't used to FOI and members of the public who might be making their first ever request. So oftentimes you'll see them, they'll actually ask a question. And the public body will come back and say, well, we have no records relating to that. Whereas in the UK, people are actually allowed to ask questions. They have their own problems with FOI, but one really strong part of it is that people can just say, tell me the answer to this question. And that can work really well, especially for inexperienced requesters.
Ken Fox, we leave it there, but thanks for talking to us.